Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ein Hayav, Maran Rav Zatzal, Leilu Nishmas, Hayeled Hachamud, Elisha Chanina, Ben Yedid Navshi, Harav Aaron Avram. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chaf tells us that Rabbi Yochanan would sit on the gate. At the gate of the mikveh. And he said that when the girls leave after tefillah, the women, they will look at him in order that they should have children beautiful like him. Because what a person sees is mashpia on their thoughts, and afterwards, when this woman goes to be with her husband, that is going to have an influence on the child. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm sitting here so that they'll look at me. And Rav Yochanan, as is well known, is very beautiful. And as we know from the story of Reish Lakish and Bov Metzia, that he swam after him. He was so beautiful. He thought she was a woman. He thought he was, today he is a she and a she is a he. And people are fluid about it. And today it's a different world already. But back then, a man was a man and a woman was a woman. It was a different reality. In any event, he thought that Rav Yochanan was a woman, and then he realized he wasn't. And then Rav Yochanan said to him, but I have a sister who is Bli Ayin Hara, on the very pretty side. And if you learn Torah, you can have her, and Reish Lakish ended up being the great Reish Lakish. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan, happy end, as the Israelis say. He got the beautiful girl, and he became a great Talmud Chacham. Obviously, not in that order of Chashivas. So, Rabbi Yochanan was a very beautiful man to look at, and the women would look at him, and he said, they're going to have beautiful children like me. And obviously his beauty was an eternal spiritual beauty that shone on his face, obviously. It wasn't just, he didn't look like, I don't want to say names of great Hollywood stars who were, good-looking guys and, the object of many women's desires, but obviously Rabbi Yochanan wasn't that type of person at all. Rabbi Yochanan's beauty was a beauty of Kedusha. In any event, Amar Le Rabbanan, the rabbi said to him, this is Brachas Daf Chaf, Loka Mistifi Mar Mein Abisha? Are you not afraid of Ayin Hara? Amar Lahu, he said back, Anami Zara de Yosef caused Sina. I don't have to worry about it. I come from the seed of Yosef. De lo shalta be eina bisha. Because the Ayin Hara does not rule over the seed of Yosef. So I'm not worried about Ayin Hara. I'm not worried about the evil eye. As it says, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Ale Ayin. Rashi says, Mesulakin an Ayin Shana Shaletas Ben. That we are above the Ayin Hara. Misulakim, we're Ole Ayin, we're above the eye. So people from Yosef don't have to worry about the Ayin Hara. As the Gemara explains, we rise above the eye. And the holy Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Mehalcha, in a different pasuk. Vayidgu l'rov b'kerav aretz, you will be many like fish in the midst of the earth, ma'adagim shebiyam, ma'im chasim aleim ve'nayin shalets b'am avzer al sheyosef v'nayin arash shalet b'am, shalet is b'am. Just like the fish, so he's another makor that people who come from Yosef don't have to worry about ayin hara. Because the bracha given to Menashe and Ephraim was that they should be like fish, and just like fish, the water covers them, and there's no ayin hara, so to the seed of Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe, the water covers them, i.e., there is no ayin hara. So we don't have to worry. The zera of Yosef has to worry not about the ayin hara. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no concerns. Ad kan zachinu l'lmod k'tzat mesugyat ha'gmara. Chashav nireh ma omeh maran arav. Ha'ayin hara befrat hi achat me'akochot shemekablot nefesh achat mizulata. Al yedei kesher ne'elam shebeinehem mipnei shehanefashot omdot hachen lihiyot nifalot mizulatan al ken hinu roim sheholech et chachamim yachkam ve'tzadikim yelech bekvotehem v'hametchaber lirashaim yiyek motan. What is the idea of an ayin hara? That means that a person receives from his friend because of this hidden connection that exists between them. All of us are connected. We're all interconnected. And therefore, we have the power to impact each other just with our thoughts. What do they say in English? Looks can kill. He gave him a dirty look. What's dirty about a look? He's just looking at him. Mommy, mommy, he's looking at me. So he's looking at you. The answer is, we know that looking is a lot more than just looking. We know that looks can kill. And not literally, but really, you know, dirty looks can really be painful. And we know that if somebody is looking at us, we feel it. And then we turn around, even if we can't, they're behind us. We feel it. And sometimes you're staring at somebody, and then they lift their eyes and look at you, and then you quickly turn away. At least I do. Why? Because this kesher, we have this kesher ayin, we have this kesher ne'alam between us. Because we are prepared, man, to be impacted by one another. And therefore, if you hang out with chachamim, you're likely to turn out a chacham. If you hang out with tzaddikim, you're likely to turn out a greater tzaddik. And if you spend your time with Rishayim, God forbid, Yekamosan, as Marna Rav quotes from the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, chapter 6, Halacha 1. Mipnei, sheteva nefeshu litpalel mizulata me'anefashot. Because the nature of the soul is to be impacted by other souls. Omnam. Somebody who makes his soul strong, that he doesn't diverge in any way from the correct path. Gamit amlu yit amlu zulato harbe leshvoch alav pulotehem who kana oz benavsho shetiyeh chazaka velotiyeh muchenet litpalut mizulata al ken ein ein hara sholetet babot. We are not victims here automatically. There is what to do. If you strengthen yourself and you in no way diverge from the correct path, even if somebody works hard to impact you, you have acquired strength in your soul that will be strong and will not be vulnerable, susceptible to the harm that others might want to inflict. And therefore there's no ayin hara. V'yesh b'zeh shnei inyanim. There are two aspects to this. Remember, the Gemara says two things here. First, the Gemara says, being above the ayin hara. And then the Gemara says another drasha, v'yidgu l'rov b'keretz, being hidden from the ayin hara. There's being above it, and then there's being hidden from it. The Rav omed al kach. Ha'echadu. Sh'anefesh ha-mitromemet lemala me'erech ha-dvarim v'asibot sh'yichlu la'afila ha-dvarim sh'chutzla. The soul is elevated above any causes that can affect it. V'pnei ha'otel ha-dad ki gadol erka b'mamagamata la'lot tamid al ha-shlemut. Because he knows the soul, the person knows the value of his soul, that it's going all the time to shlemus. Al kein lo tachul alea piula shel zulata, mipnei shehi mityachedet v'chazaka b'shlemuta. If a person realizes the shlemus of his soul, nobody can affect you. My soul is pure. My soul is holy. And therefore, I'm on a completely different level. I'm in a completely different league. Nobody can touch me because I'm too high. That's a good way to live. You live on the soul level. It's just beneath you. It's beneath you. There's certain things in life that are beneath you because you have a soul. You're a soul. I'm going to speak that way. I'm going to go to that place. I'm going to wear that type of clothing. I'm going to eat in public, walking down the street, you know, munching on a falafel with chips and the trina and the chumis going all over the place, you know, walking down the street like that. Ochel bashuk doma lekelef. What's the pshat? Pasul Eidus, because he doesn't have self-respect. The more self-respect a person has, the higher he thinks he is. So then he just doesn't go down to lower levels, and nobody can affect him. And then some people think of things about you or say things about you. Even if you hear about it, like, what do I care? Most of us aren't like, a lot of us aren't like that, we have to be honest. We are very impacted by our surroundings, but if a person has a complete soul, and he's not really interested in what anybody thinks, meaning, obviously, he wants to make a Kiddush Hashem, he wants to make a good impression, he wants to make people happy, but he doesn't descend to the level of the common man, of the masses, because he knows that he has a complete soul. So if a person is living on that level, then spiritually the Ayin Hara isn't going to affect him. Ayin Hara is only when we're in the same ballpark. Person puts himself, you know, they have in sports, they have the ballpark, you know, they have the stadium. It's a big stadium. And then you go up there on that, what do they call that? They call it a blimp? Whatever they call it, but it's really high up there. And then they show you the view from up there, and everything down there is so small. So this guy is so high up, and everything down there is saying they can't touch him because he's way above. He's in the clouds. So that's number one. V'asheni. V'pnei ota mesima kol tachlita b'shlemuta pnimit shi aluma mizulata nefashot. Another way is to be a pneumistic person. It's not that you're so high only. It's different. It's you're so hidden. A person has shlemus that's hidden from others. Therefore, nobody can affect you. Above the eye, higher than the eye. Too high. Nobody can touch them. They're just, you know, way above. Way above in the clouds. But atzad sheni omer, v'yamar v'yidgu. They're hidden from the eye. Shem chusim me'ayin. Ve'elayin zulatam yom yachas amiti. Bnei otam metiachadim epnimiut shleimutam. So they're so deep, and they're so hidden. Nobody can affect them. So on one hand, we have to elevate ourselves. We live in a world of Kedusha, so nobody can touch us. Or, we're pneumistic. We hide. We don't have to talk about ourselves. We don't have to tell the world all the great things we do, or we'd like to have think we have done, or we'd like other people to think we have done. We're not politicians trying to win an election. We're hidden. So, you're just hidden. And then no Ayin Hara can touch you, because nobody knows you. They say about certain tzaddikim there, I think they said about the Chofetz Chaim, he's a tzaddik nister. So someone who heard this said, Chofetz Chaim, everyone knows he was a tzaddik. Huh. What we know was only the tip of the iceberg. There was so much hidden that we don't know about. All these biographies you read about the tzaddikim. That's what we know. But think about things we don't know. Think about things in their private life. Think about their relationship with their wives, their Shmiras Einayim, their things like that. We don't know. Shmiras HaMachshava, what they were thinking about when they davened, how they felt about other people. Just pneumistic of things that there's no way we can ever know. So some things are exposed afterwards, sometimes it's revealed, you know, he said this and he did that, so you can see a little bit of what's going on in a person's pneumis. But a lot of people's pneumis is hidden. Nobody will ever know. Nobody. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is Gaboyim. They ask stories about him. The truth is, they say a lot, they don't really know. They felt he was very hidden from them, even though they were around him for decades. But he spent loads of time all by himself. They didn't know what he was doing. They didn't know when he slept, if he slept. If, they assume, it happened. But a lot of it was hidden. A lot of it came out also, but there's a lot hidden, and that's the avoda of every Jew, to be hidden. And then the Ayin Hara doesn't affect you. Mamshicha Gemara ve'omeret, vi bayit ema, ayin shelo ratzta lizon mima she'eno shelo, ein ayin hara sholetet bo. What does it mean, alei ayin? The eye that didn't want to be nourished from something that wasn't his, there's no Ayin Hara. If you don't look at what you're not supposed to look at, then when people look at you, it can't affect you. Rashi says, V'lehonos me'eshes adonav. As we're not talking about having beer with her. We're just talking about looking at her. Ayin! Ayin didn't look! You know, it's like a very basic thing. But we don't know that. Like, you know, modern Western culture doesn't know this. But we have to know it here because we are Jews. We have to know our tradition. And that is that if she's not yours, you have no right to look at her. I mean, obviously, a cursory glance, you know, excuse me, you're going by, or, you know, you're at the cashier, thank you very much, have a nice day, Wilma, whatever, I go to Fairway in Manhattan, you know, the lady gives me my change, I say thank you. We're not talking about that type of looking. We're talking about looking. Yes, looking in a way that's inappropriate. It's not your wife. When you marry your wife, see, you're allowed to be attracted to your wife. It's a good thing. But somebody else's wife? Or somebody who's nobody's wife? What right does one have to look at her? She's not yours. She's nothing to do with you. The person just uses her for his own pleasure? So obviously today, in modern culture, there's no concept of Shemir Sinai. People don't know what that means. And they also make it very difficult because the way people dress, it's acceptable to dress, you know, especially, it's interesting, among the non-Frum and non-Jews, the more fancy the party, the more the men are wearing and the less the women are wearing. Emmanuel, a suit and maybe a tie and maybe a tuxedo. And the men are all dressed up. And a woman, to look good, she's wearing almost nothing. The more fancy, the less she's wearing. And it doesn't matter who she is. She could be, you know, she could be the president's wife. She could be a columnist in a newspaper, a mechubadik person, a newscaster, an actress, a singer, a scientist. Doesn't matter. So the Gemara here tells us, you want to make sure that no ayin hara affects you. So you guard your eye. You don't look at what doesn't belong to you. Ayin shloratz liza masheno shalo. Esha sadon, if it was somebody else's wife, he didn't want to look. And the Medrash tells us that she put a hot iron under it, you know, and he was looking down, she wanted to make sure that he raised his eyes to at least look at me, you know, like the girl goes to the rock concert and she wants the rock star, just look at me, yeah, because when someone looks at you, that makes a kesher. It's a relationship, not an appropriate relationship. It's a relationship with no obligations. It's a lustful relationship, but it's a relationship.
Ein shlo ratzta leinot ma sheina shelo, shela, ein ein ra sholetet po. She yosef ikna lenafsho oz, she gam banav acharav zachu bezgula zo mimenu bezchuto, mimenu bezchuto. Biyoto magbir koach nafsho apnimit, shelo yitpael meuma, mikol eshtadlut harish'a, harish'a, lehaaviro miderech hashlemut vatzedek. So the seed of Yosef, the descendants of Yosef, acquired this trait that Yosef bequeathed to them, this strength of the soul, to be magbir, to empower the koach of their internal soul, not to be seduced by anybody who's trying to get you to lower yourself, to remove yourself from the derech hashlemus vatzedek. What's an advertisement? An advertisement is going to be a beautiful woman because they want you to look at the advertisement. What's she selling? She's selling a car. She's selling a vacation. She's selling clothing. Whatever she's selling. But they want you to look at this advertisement. So just to put clothing, it's not so exciting to look at. So they put a model in the clothing. It's just to sell the car. Men like their cars, but they're not attracted to them. So they put the woman with the car, so the man associates the car with the woman. And the beer commercial, what's the beer commercial? A guy is sitting, a couple of guys, a couple of gals, and they're kicking back, and they're smiling, they're laughing, and they're drinking beer. Ah! So who's that for? Men are much bigger beer drinkers than women. It's for the men to associate beer with this social contact involving attractive women. It's that simple. Welcome to Madison Avenue. And that's what this woman, that's what Eishes Potiphar wanted to do. She wanted to get Yosef to look at her. But she was not successful. He said, I'm not an animal. I can control myself. I'm not looking at you. What do you have to do with me? Well, why should you arouse my animalistic side, my lustful side? What is that? Not interested. And therefore, he's not misspelled from her. So now, he's also not going to be misspelled from anybody else. Anybody else tries to give him an eye in her. His eye is cool. He's guarding his eyes. Nobody else's eyes are going to affect him. When other people affect him in a positive way, that's because he chose positive. So if you want other people to affect you in a positive way, then you're positive. Also, mida keneged mida, you look to others with an ayin tova, then you're going to be affected by their ayin tova. You feel positively when somebody has success that you don't have. I walk around, I see a world where just about everybody is successful in ways that I'm not. Everybody has talents that I don't have, qualities that I don't have, things maybe that I want to have that I don't have. Everybody. So you have two choices. I have two choices. I can look around and I can just be jealous. Oh, he has a car that I wish I had. He has a bike I wish I had. He has a wife I wish I had. He has a house I wish I had. He has a job I wish I had. He has a bank account I wish I had. He has. Or, it's a pretty pathetic way of living. Or I can say, I'm so happy that he has that. I hope he gets more. He's rich. I hope he gets richer. He has a beautiful family. I hope his family just expands. I hope he gets just nachas. And you walk around like that. And then other people are going to be po'al alecha l'tova. But nobody can affect you in a bad way. Because your eye's a good eye. Nobody's bad. Nobody's bad eye can touch you. But a person whose eye is nizon mimasha eno shelo, then other people can affect you. You don't belong to them, but that's the way it works. This person was looking at what he shouldn't have looked at. And therefore other people who look at him could also affect him. It's free reign. So ad kan midvrei Rav, midvrei Gemara, v'zachina baruch Hashem. Very important lesson for life. To be above the masses, to be deeper than the masses, not to look at what you're not supposed to. And we should be zochem mirtz Hashem to always have an ayin tova for others, and others should have an ayin tova for us. Amen ve'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.